Today's daf is Yevamos Mem Gimel. We were in the discussion about who do we follow when you have a Stam Mishnah. So Nachum was asking, what's the general rule? And sometimes it seems like the halacha doesn't follow a Stam Mishnah. So we're up to where there's Omer Leh at the very top. This is Rabbi Nachum going back to Rabbi Chia. For Hatznan, we're going to go into the Mishnah in Kalim. The following name, a Masreg Shel Pishtan. Shenitlo shinav. So you have a special type of comb that you use for the combs out the flax that's beating it. That's one of the preparation stages before you spin it. Shenitlo shinav, that its teeth were removed. Shenishtairu bo shtayim. So you only have two of them are still there remaining. So you could still use it, right? So since you could still use it, it's still technically considered to be a kli, and therefore tameos. It becomes tame if it would touch something that it would be tame. But, however, achas, if you only had one tooth remaining, so then friends, it's really ois kli at this point, you can't really use it to comb out the flax. So in that case, the achas tahor, if it only had one left, it's going to remain tahor because it can't be makabel tuma. V'chulan shenitlu achas achas b'fnei atzmon, but if you would have all of the teeth that were taken out individually, like they don't, it doesn't have a purpose by themselves, right? I'm sorry, it's the backwards. They do have a purpose. I correct myself. You could use it for like a hook or something like that. In that case, tameos, they are a kli and they could become tame if you take it one by one. Shel tzemer. Now, what if you had a comb that was used for wool? In this case, shenitlu shinav achas mibein asayim, and then every other one of it of its teeth were taken out. So in other words, you don't have any two consecutive teeth that are there. In that place, again, you can't use it for combing. So in this case, as the Mishnah, tahor, it's going to remain pure. Nishtairbo shalosh b'malkum echad. But if you had three teeth in this comb in one single place, so three teeth is sufficient to, you could use it to combing out the wool, then says that Mishnah tamei, right? Nishtairbo shalosh b'malkum echad, it's tamei. Haisa hachitzona achas mehen. If one of the teeth that was on the external part of the comb itself, then it can't really function. In this case, says the Mishnah, tohar. It's going to still be pure. Nitlu shnayim v'oson lemalke. If you were going to take out them, and now you could use like pinchers or something like that. It functions. Then tameos. If that's the rule, it could function as a kli, it could become tame. Achas, if you had one, the hiskina lener olamituach. If you had one of the teeth and you used it ways, it could be used for like ner here means to clean out, right? The misakin the kli ner again. If we move away from modern translations, a ner in the Mishnayos is the actual receptacle that you put the oil in the wick in. So here, v'hiskinu l'ner, you could use it for cleaning it out. Only tuch means you like to stretching out ropes. So then it's functioning like a kli, and therefore tameya, it could in fact become tame. Okay, v'kaimelon. So now we hold the ein halacha ka'oso mishnah. So we don't follow like that. So this, again, from the overall context of what we're discussing here, that seems to go against the rule that we just said. That normally when you have halacha is stam, we follow that. And here there's no opinion, but we don't pass in this way. So Amalei, so Chia says back to Nachmun, bar mino dehahi. No, really, this is an exception to the rule. This is why. The Rebbe Yochanan of Reish Lakish to Amr Tavaihu Zu in a Mishnah, because both Reish Lakish and Rebbe Yochanan hold this isn't authoritative, so we can't use it as a it's a corrupted version. It's not correct. It's not accurate. We don't paskin this way. So the fact we don't paskin like this Mishnah, that's not a kasha on the rule that we do normally paskin like a stam Mishnah. So my time, why are you saying this isn't really a good Mishnah? Om Rav Huna Bar Manoach Mishmed Rav Idi Bered Rav Ika Mishum De Kasha Reish LaSeifa. There's a contradiction within the Mishnah itself. There's a stira between the beginning, is the resha, and seifa is the end. The English word suffix comes from the word sof, right? That's the end, the beginning and the end. So what's the claim? Tiktanik, so we learn like this. Shel tzemer, if you had the comb for using to comb out the wool, shenit l'shinav achas mein b'sayim, tohar. If you had the wool, right, and every one of them is taken out, so it's no longer a kli, and therefore it's not makabel tuma, it's going to be tohar. But what's the diak? Ha nishtairu bo shtayim b'malkam echad. If you would have two remaining in one place, then tanmi. Okay, that's the first part. V'hadar tanmi, and then the Mishnah continues and says like this: nishtairu bo shalosh. If you had three, tanmi. Shalosh in, shtayim lo. That seems like it's only tamei when you have three. That's when it becomes, but if there's only two, then it would not become tamei. right? So, okay, so you see, that's the inherent contradiction inside of the Mishnah. Somar says, my kushya, one second, what's so shver over here? Dilma ha begavayaso, v'ha begbarayaso. One of them is these two teeth, but depends where they are, these two teeth. Meaning, if there's, you have these internal teeth, that's kind of like in the middle part of the frame, right? So in that case, that would be still a cleat. But if you have them on the outside, right? Brisa, literally something that's outside, it's adjacent to the frame of the comb, it's untunable. You can't use it. So if it's you can't use it, then that's why it wouldn't be a problem. So el really mehocha. The problem with the Mishnah is from a different place. Tiktani, because we taught like this. V'chulan shenitlu achas achas b'fnei atzman tmeos. Anyone, these teeth of the comb that was individually taken out, meaning since they could serve a practical, useful purpose on their own, it's considered to be a kli, and therefore becomes tmeos. V'afagav lo hiskina. And, right, even though it's not really, you know, prepared for it, right, it's not set up for that, so then aim a safe, so you have to think about what it says in the end of the Mishnah. Achas v'hiskina l'ner o l'mituach. If you took one out and you're using it to clean out the candle holder, the ner, or for the stretching out the robes, tmea, right? So then the diak is hiskina in, lo hiskina lo. It's only if it was prepared, then yeah, it would become a kli. But if it's not, then it wouldn't be considered a kli. Right, so that's the contradiction within the Mishnah itself. So Amar Abaye, Umay Kushya. One second, why is that a difficulty? Dilma, maybe perhaps the following: Ha beKataihu, v'ha beLoKataihu. One of them is talking about where you have the base. So when it has the base, you could use it immediately for various different things. But the other one, when talking about that it's only a kli when it's been misakin, it's like set up for that, that's talking a case where these individual teeth were taken out below ketaihu without the base. And therefore it needs more of a hachona, more of a tikkun, before you could actually use it. Then Omer of Papa, Rav Papa has a different way of resolving it. My kushya, what's the problem over here? What's the difficulty with the Mishnah? Maybe this case, maybe the case where you need more of a tikkun for it, right? That's when it's not. That's when the teeth are narrow. But when you sit in, it's only a kli when it's prepared for using them. That's when the teeth are thick in that. So it comes out that when you have something that's thin, it's ready to go immediately, and the teeth were thick, then you have to work on it some more in order it actually becomes a kli. Se'ela, really, why do we assume that this Mishnah is not accepted, it's not authoritative? Bishum be the misayme bo divekane zu Rabbi Shimon. So the way we teaching it, it's not that it's a Stam Mishnah. In other words, it comes out this is a Mishnah according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. So what you have here, you know, the Rabbim are cholik on that. So when you have everybody against the one, you know, single Chacham, so then that's why it's not considered to be authoritative. But what's that really? At the end of the day, it's not a Stam Mishnah. Okay, weiter. Shalach Rabbi Chiya bar Avin. Ma'arsin toch shlosha v'chein oisin ma'isa. So Chibar Avin sent a message from Eretz Yisrael, again going back to the din in our Mishnah, that you could do erusin with a woman, but you can't marry her within 3 months, and that's lemaisa how we follow. V'chein haya Rabbi Elazar melamdeinu mishum Rabbi Chanina Hagadol. This is what Rabbi Elazar would say. V'neimer Chanina Hagadol. Ruban shel rubo shel rishon, you do the majority of the first month. The rubo shel shlishi, and the majority of the third month. The emsei shalom, you have a full complete middle month. So this is similar to the concept of making a chazak of gimel shonim. Whereas in Bava Basra, you have a concept according to one opinion, it has to be 3 complete years, and then they're going, no, you just need a month of the first year, a full middle year, a full 12 months in the middle, and then 1 month of the third year, and that would be a Cheskas Gimel Shonim. So similar over here, you have to have the majority of the first, the majority of the last, and the complete in the middle. So Amemer Shar Le'eraz B'yom Tishim. Amemer allowed a person to erusin with a woman on the 90th day itself. So Amle Ravashi L'Amemer, so Ravashi says to him, V'ha Rav Shmuel Amar Tavayu, both Rav and Shmuel said the same din, Tzvich Lehantin Shlosha Chadoshim. You have to wait 3 months, Chutz Miyom Shemes Bo, V'chutz Miyom Shenis Arisa Bo. I mean, it's 3 days, 3 months, with the exception of the day that he died, and the exception of the day that you do the Erusin. So you still, you can't do the Erusin on the 90th day itself. So Amr Lahu le'inyan meinekes itmar. So Rambam says back, what you're asking from, I'll clarify, that's talking about a woman who is a meinekes, a woman who is nursing. Derav Shmuel Amar Tarvayhu, because they both said, tzrich lahamtin estrim v'arboa chodesh. You have to wait 24 months, right? Chutz miyom shenolad bo, v'chutz miyom shenis arsabo. Except for the day when the baby was born, and except for the day when she does her erusin, she has her betrothal. Wasn't there a case where a person did his seuda, celebrating the erusin, right, following the death of the first husband? He did it on the 90th day. The afsaday Rav lisudaisa. Rav caused him to lose out, like a hefsid. He caused him to lose it. He didn't let him do it. So our answers. Hahi sudas nisuin havali. That was not a erusin suuda. That was the nisuin. Nisuin is the completion of it. That's not allowed. But at least the erusin is allowed to be done. So what's the din? The hilchos, the halacha is tzricha lahamtin esrim va'arba chodesh chutz miyom shenolabo v'chutz miyom shenis arsabo. He has to wait 24 months. Again, excluding the day when the baby's born, excluding the day when she has her erusin. But tzricha lahamtin shlosha chadashim chutz miyom shemesbo v'chutz miyom shenis arsabo, and has to wait 3 months, excluding the day from which her husband died, and excluding the day in which she gets betrothed, comes out 92 days. Rosh Hashanah and other point out that is the exact amount of time. You have to wait 92 days between, that's the shear of Havchana. And these halachos are brought down in the Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph, chapter 11, in Hilchos Gerushin, the last, the last three halachos, starting with Chavav. He writes the Rambam, Kama hu zman heinika. How long is that? Chaf dalad chodesh chutz miyom shenolabo umiyom shenis arsabo. So we cheshbon out the 24 months, not including the day he was born, not the day the woman has her erusin. Halacha chaf zayin kishem shasuli saw kach asul aris. Just like you can't marry her, you can't do the erusin. Ad acher zman zeh, until the time passes. Afila nosna b'na l'minakmin l'meinika oshig malatu b'toch chafdal chodesh lo tinase. Even if she would give her child to somebody else to nurse him, or she weans him off being breastfed during the 24 months, still shouldn't get married. Meis b'na muteris l'nase. But chas v'shalom, the child dies, then she is allowed to get married. Vein choshin shema tehargena. We don't assume that she would kill her son in order, or child, whatever, in order to get married. So what if she got married? The man, married a woman who's a muberes or minekes within this time. Yotzi beget v'afilu haya kohen. He has to marry her even if he is a kohen. V'im haya Yisrael yachzveno achr chavtal chodesh shel minika. So if Yisrael marries her, then he's allowed to remarry her after the 24 months. Okay, let's go weiter into the Gemara now. We are up to where it says chutz min ha'almana, right? If you go back to the din in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said that all women were allowed to get married within the 3 months, except for the almana, because she's having a velus for her first husband. So says the Gemara like this. Amr of Chizda kal v'chomer. Really, we can learn this out on a kal v'chomer that she should be allowed to have an erusin within the 30 days after her husband passed, right? Let's see why. Umabimachem sha'asa lichabes, in a place where you're not allowed to do laundry, mutale aris, but you're yes allowed to get married. So machem shemutale lichabes, in a place where you could yes do laundry, ain't a din, isn't logical, isn't a kavachomish shemutale aris, then certainly she's allowed to have an erisin and get married. Someone says, Maihi, what exactly are you talking about? What's Rav Chisda referring to? So it's based upon a Mishnah in Tainus, Chav Vav, on based Tanan. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Besocha, the week in which Tisha B'Av would fall out. Oser L'Saper L'Chavis, you're not allowed to get a haircut during the Shavuot Shechalbo. You're not allowed to do laundry during the Shavuot Shechalbo. U'V'Chamishi, on the fifth day of the week, Thursday, Mutta Mipnei Kavod Shabbos, you're allowed to, in order to prepare, to have a kavod to honoring Shabbos. V'Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Kodem Hazman Hazeh Ha'am Matim Be'Iskehem Milisa umilitain, milivnos lintoa, umaarsin avalo koinsin. Prior to this time, so the people, they reduce what types of activities, like business, we don't do a building or planting, but they could do an erusin, they can't get married, right? That's what it means. And you don't make a seuda for the erusin. So Gemara assumes at this point the Brice is talking about the days right before Tisha B'Av. So it comes out the days right before Tisha B'Av, you are what? Not allowed to do any laundry, but you see from here you could have an erusin. So that's the kavachomer that Rav Chisda is using. So now to defend Rabbi Yossi's din, says no, Kitanya Hahi, that din over there in the Mishnah, Kodim de Kodim Tanya, was taught prior to the Naifa. I mean, this is the time before the Shavua Shechalbo. That's when you're allowed to get married, but you can't do the laundry. But you see that during the week, Shavua Shechalbo of Tisha B'Av, you are not allowed to have an Erisin, and therefore Rav Chisda's Kavachomer falls out. So Amarav, Rav says like this, Kodim de Kodim Nami. One second, even the time period before the time period of that, kavachomer, I could still make a kavachomer. What is it? Uma b'makam she'osar lisa v'litain. In a case where you're not allowed to do any business, give and take, literally that's what it means, lisa v'litain. Mutle arsbi, allowed to have an erusin. So makam she'mutle lisa v'litain, a place where you're allowed to do business, ain't a din she'mutle ars. Since certainly kavachomer, if I can do the business, I should also be allowed to have an erusin, get engaged. Samora says, Lo tema de Rabbi Yossi oimer kol hanashim yis arsu. Don't learn pshat in Rabbi Yossi's din that all women are allowed to have an erusin within 3 months. Ela Amy have to change his statement and say kol hanashim yinasu. All women can get married within the 3 months, meaning except for the amana. But even Rabbi Yossi would agree that it would be allowed for a woman widow. I'm sorry to have a. To have an erusin, right, during this time period. Now, as we turn to the top of Amud Beis, v'leisle l'Rabbi Yossi l'havchin. So, if that's true, if Rabbi Yossi allows, right, to get married, so then he doesn't hold that there's a spirit of havchana. We're saying, again, why are we doing this over and over again? You have to wait 3 months in order to make a distinction between she's pregnant, but whose child is it? Is it her first husband, right, or is it her second husband? So when the Gemara now changes the statement of Rabbi Yossi, it seems like there's no case Rabbi Yossi holds a concept of havchana. So Gemara says, yeah, Leisle, you're right. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from this din. Your whole kasha was, doesn't he hold from the answer? Is no, he does not. The ebayis ema, if you want, I can say you a different teretz. La'olam isle. Really, Rabbi Yossi does hold from this din. The ema, Rabbi Yossi omer, kol arusos, grushos, inosu. Really, what Rabbi Yossi says, that it's all women who were already an arusa and then got divorced, those are the ones who can get married because there's no, the reason falls off. You don't have to hold back from getting married at this point. Se'ihachi, one second. If that's how you're now explaining pshat in Rabbi Yossi, so Haina Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yossi saying the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. No, Ike Beinaihu, the nafkamina, the practical difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi would be Nesua Le'aris. In the case of one who was married to her previous husband, and now she wants to do Erisin. Rabbi Yossi Sover Nesua Muteris Le'aris. He would allow this to happen. Rabbi Yossi Sover would allow Nesua Asura Le'aris. That a woman who was had Nisun already, would not be allowed to have the Erisin without waiting the 3 months. V'sabrabi hu Yossi Nisua Asur Li'aris? Is that really true? Ask the Mara. Rabbi Yossi holds that it's Asur that to do an Erisin with a woman who had Nisun without waiting the 3 months. V'hatanya, we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Hanashim Yis Arsu. All women are allowed to have an erusin chutz min ha'amana mipnei ha'ibul, with the exception of the widowed woman, because she has the avelis for her first husband. V'kama ibul shalom, and how long is her period of avelis? Shloshim yom. That's 30 days. V'chulon lo yinasu ad shehu lehen shloshim chadoshim. So none of them are allowed to get married until they waited 3 months. So when I ask, well, let's talk out what's the kasha. Hi, my kushya. How is this Bryce Shver? So Elaim the Kitani, if you're gonna tell me like this, the Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Hanashim Yis Arsu, that all women are allowed to have an erusin without waiting. Mi Alima Mimasnisin? Is that a stronger than our own Mishnah? The Ukimna Ba'arusos Garusos Inasu, our Kimta was that we said we established that a woman who has an erusin and they got divorced, right? So they're allowed to get married. Sahakinami, here too also. Kolaruso is Grushas Yunasu. So we're saying the same thing, right? The Braisa can be teaching that any woman who had an Erisin with a previous husband and they got divorced, they can get a go ahead. They can have an Isum within 3 months. Sa'ela, no. The Kasha is really not from that part. The Kasha is Misefa. It's from the Seifa of the Mishnah, Diktani, where we learned over there, V'chulon, and all of these women, Lo Yinasu Ad Shehu Lehen Shlosha Chadoshim. They're not allowed to get married until they waited the 3 months. So what's the Diyak then? Hold, the Rabbi Yossi would say, in Suvehu, it's the marrying Delo. That's what's not allowed. Ha, but it's Ruse, but to have just an Erisin, Shapirdomi, that's fine. That's fine, that's good, right? So that's the problem, because that goes against what the Gemara originally thought. Rabbi Yossi is cholik on Rabbi Yehuda on this point. But here you see that the Erisin is fine. So Amarava Teretz ve'emahachi. I'll give you a Teretz, I'll resolve this contradiction, and I'm going to change it up a little bit. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi would say like this, Kol Arusos Grushois Inosu, anyone had Erisin with divorce is allowed to have the Nisuin, Chutz min ha'mana mipnei ha'ibu, with the exception of the Omana, the widow, because of her avelis. The kama ibo shalon, how long is her period of mourning? Shoshim yom. It is 30 days. The nesuos, and any woman who had actually been married to their husband previously, before he died, meaning they had the full complete marriage, lo yis arsu ad shehe lahen shloshim chadashim. In that case, then you're right, the woman have to wait a full 3 months, I'm sorry, full 3 months of chana. Va'amana min ha'erisin mi isla ibo. So the Gemara asks, well, if a woman who became an almana, but she only had the Erisin stage, right? Does she have a velus for her husband? They're not really complete, never consummated the marriage. They're not really fully husband and wife in the total sense of the term. Tani Rabbi Chia Bar Ami Ishto Arusa. If a woman, a man passed away, his wife was, they had Erisin, lo oni velo mitami lo. She died, right? So he doesn't have he's not an onain for her, and he's not allowed to become tummy for her. V'chein hi lo onenes v'lo mitame lo. And the fakarati also true. If he passed away, so she is not an onenes, doesn't have a period of again, an onain is that period of time between the misa and the kavura. That when onain is not allowed to do any mitzvahs aseh, they restrain from Isurim. They don't go around eating cheeseburgers, but they're not allowed to do mitzvah saseh in terms of learning and stuff like that. So we're saying if all the couple had was Erisin, then there's no aninus, both either direction, him for her or her for him. There's no head to become tummy for them. Mesa Eni Yorsha, if he died, right? I'm sorry, it's the backwards. If she died, it's that Mesa, she dies, then he doesn't inherit her. Meshu Gova Ksubasa. And if he dies and she's allowed to collect her ksuba. So you see from this braisa what? What comes out from this? You see that this almana, she only has a velus if she had the complete marriage. And an erisin is not enough to do that. So it comes out, you see the Rabbi Yossi's din in the Mishnah must obviously now be talking about a woman who was totally married. So it comes out all of these Gemaras want to do for Rabbi Yossi, right, in order to defend him, right? It slugs it all up, right? We all trying to work out this Kal v'chomer with Rav Chisda. No, everything falls off. So right, the Gemara says it's true. Ella Tanahi, the question of whether or not you're allowed to get married to do an Erisin with a woman in the Kodim to Kodim, right? The time period before the Shavuot Shechalbo, that is a Machlokas Tanahi. Detanya, we learned it as follows. Mirosh Chodesh v'ad hatainis Ha'am Matin Meiskehim. From the nine, this is what we call the 9 days. From Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, so then the people reduce their activities, right? Melisa Melitain, from doing business. Melivnos Lintoa, from building and from planting. Melares, let's say, from doing an Erisin and from a Nisuin. Shabbat Shechal Tisha B'Av Besocha, the Shavua Shechal Bo. When the actual week of Tisha B'Av comes out in that week, in that case, also l'saper l'chabes, right? It's not allowed to get a haircut, to do laundry. V'yesh omrim kol hachodesh aser, and some hold that the whole month it's aser. So let's just speak this out. The Gemara is now attacking Rabbi Yossi Shita because his sheet was based upon this this kal v'chomer, right? But it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas tanoim. So Rabbi Yossi doesn't have to hold. He from this kal v'chomer, he can say his opinion has that no, really, it is in fact also to do an erusin during this time period. Okay, maskif lo Ravashi. So Ravashi has an attack on this. Mimai de le'oris. Right? Where do you think when it says the Bryce says it's also to do an erusin le'oris mamish? That means really actually having an erusin. Dilma, no, maybe that's not what it means. Maybe what it means when it says it's also dilmi avid seudas erusin hu de oser. It's just also to make the actual seuda. That's what you can't do. Hale ares, but if you want just to do the eris and actually get engaged without the fancy schmancy meal, shop your dummy, then that would be fine. There'd be no problem with that. It's ihachi, one second. We're gonna learn now with Ravashi. Say Milisa? What's the isra of marrying? You could say the same din, right? That would imply, okay, so again, you have to be consistent. It said that the erusin and the nisuin. So if the erusin is not a real erusin, it's just the su'uda that's a problem, so nisuin also. It's, right? It's the su'un. To make the su'uda, that's a problem. Ha'alisa, shapir dami, but then you could actually get married, right? So hachi hoshta, right? It's Rabbi Ari Leibowitz's question. Faulty comparison. This is not a good comparison. Bishlema nisuin below seuda. I understand to have a nisuin without having a seuda. Ika simcha. There's a you know, you're happy about this. Ela erusin below seuda. But you didn't have just the erusin without a seuda. Mi ika simcha. Is there any type of pleasure for this? So just as a reminder, is that nowadays. Someone just recently asked me this question. But back in the day, there was a 12-month waiting period between the erusin and the nisuin. Nowadays, we do them all in one shot, at the same night. There's not too long of a delay. That's actually why Rav Shechter points out when reading the Ksuba, you should read it slowly to make more of a pause, more of a delay between the erusin and the kiddushin. But in the times of the Gemara, they would do the erusin, and then 12 months later they would get married. So after they had the erusin, so they can't live together. So then, you know, just having the erusin by itself is not such a simcha. So what do you make a simcha? Bos v'yayin, you make a fancy seuda. That's good. But by the what? By the nisuin. Now they're living together. Now there is a simcha. They're husband and wife in the full sense of the word. So you don't need to have the seuda with it by them. So the Gemara is going to give a different answer. Ela Amar Ravashi is like this: Shiny avelis chadasha me avelis yeshana. There's a difference between a avelis chadasha, a new avelis, and an avelis yeshana, an old, meaning avelis that we experience over catastrophes in our national history, the Churban Habayis. So you can be more makil on that. V'shayni avelis de rabim me avelis de yochid. And also the avelis of the rabim of the community is different than a person's private avelis. So it's appropriate to be more machmir. So therefore, because since we're more machmir, you can't learn out the kal v'chomer from any of the dinim for the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash to that for a wife who is in avelis for her husband. Okay, we will pick it up here from the Mishnah next time.